All right, come with me. No, just the girls. Yeah, come with me. I don't care if you're girls with pussies or with cocks, but just the girls. Come, come. I just wanted some time for us to just sit back, relax, and be girls. Too often we spend all the time thinking about how are we going to please our partner, and not enough time on are we taking care of us. And it doesn't matter what equipment your partner has. If you're a good partner, you do think an awful lot about what is going to make them happy. What's going to make them come. In fact, you probably think about it more than you think about what makes you come. But I'll tell you a secret. You need to know. Because if they're a good partner, they want to know. And you need to be able to tell them. So, I want you to lay back. Get naked. And I want you to put a hand on your face. Go on. Shut up, stop laughing, and do it. Seriously. You're amazing. You are a wonderful woman. You don't get told that enough. You do too much. And you're amazing. Now, move that hand right between your breasts. That heart you have is amazing. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living. Whether you're a mom, a wife, a sister, a daughter, best friend, everything in between, you're amazing, and that heart is the core of who you are. And your body's a temporary thing, but it's an important temporary thing, so you got to get to know it. So close your eyes and know that very least, there is something that connects us all, and that is beautiful, and you are beautiful. I want you to just start gently touching your breasts. Don't touch the nipple just yet, just circle around it. Feel how soft you are. How amazing that is. Get closer and closer to your nipples. Okay, are you like me and you cheated a little bit and you touched them? Yeah, that's okay. I couldn't help it either. Touch yourself. When you're ready, move your hand wherever you feel it needs to go. I know mine always feels like it needs to go between my legs. There's nothing that feels better to me than just slowly rubbing my clit in circles. just realized that I was bisexual when I was in my early 20s, when I first stopped and really thought about how beautiful my pussy was. When I thought about how amazing it was, but how much like a flower it looked. Like a flower, how much more beautiful it looked with a few drops of dew on it. But how amazingly powerful it was, and that it could stretch out and create life. Or expel life, I guess, technically, since it's the womb that creates life, but that's all beside the point. Nevertheless, you get the point. I wanted to worship it. I wanted to find another woman so I could just lay her down and worship at her pussy. Just caress it and lick it and make it feel as amazing as I thought it should feel. Make it tremble. Play with it. Make it explode. I realized how amazing my own was. I just wanted to find another and do all of the things that I couldn't do on myself. Like finding the G-spot. Oh God. I just can't quite turn my arm the right way to get my own G-spot with my fingers. Or going down on another woman. Oh God, the first time I did that, it was heaven. Oh, I couldn't wait to get a strap on. I couldn't wait to look into her eyes. Maybe you're not bi, maybe you're not a lesbian, but you should definitely take a moment to appreciate the magic of that instrument you have. And if you don't have one, I sincerely hope that you appreciate just how awesome they are. Even in the abstract, they definitely deserve a little bit of worship. And I think I'm going to worship mine to completion right now. And I invite you to join me, because I don't think I can stop this time. Stop stroking whatever you're stroking. Take the wet part of your finger and lick it. Oh, wait. You don't have to do that. I'm kidding. Unless you want to. Anyways. Seriously, it's never a bad idea to know how you taste. If you ever want somebody to go down on you, it's not a bad idea. I only just recently figured out how I tasted. Seriously, you'd think I'd know, but I actually did not. So, always a good idea to know. And it's actually kind of sexy, because sometimes if you ask somebody, how do you taste? It's actually a rather intriguing insight into their palate. Alright, my dears. Well, I hope everybody had a nice, relaxing come. I know I did. And we'll do this again sometime.